Om Shanti, greetings of peace. Ravan does not cause you sorrow. He shows you the wrong path, the path to sorrow. That's a quote from Sakar Murli of 18th July 2024. I want to talk about this because it's very interesting that God says, Ravan, in this case, is the five vices, that the five vices itself don't cause you sorrow, but the five vices show you the wrong path, the path to sorrow. And here Baba is personifying the five vices as Ravan, the character in Ramayana, as the one with 10 heads, five vices for women, five vices for man. And so we need to understand how Ravan, the five vices, show us the wrong path. What is it that happens? How does Ravan show us the wrong path? There's several steps to this wrong path, right? The directions itself are wrong. But the first one is denial of responsibility. The first thing Ravan does is tell you that whatever you're doing is not your fault. For example, if you got angry that someone didn't do something or did something or wasted your money. So let's say you got angry. And anger is a vice. And actually, the vice itself is causing us sorrow. But Ravan helps us do denial of responsibility. That Ravan helps us give excuses like having a responsibility. I was supposed to take care of all of this. I had to get angry. The person wasn't listening. All of those things, right? Ravan tells you it's not your fault. It's someone else's fault. And the second one is deflection of blame. The second step is Ravan is telling us it's not Ravan's fault either. It's not even the vice of anger. That's not the problem. It's someone else, right? Ravan will never allow us to identify him. It's always someone else making you do things you're not supposed to do. But the ultimate result is we are in sorrow. So we are in sorrow. But then there's the first one, denial of responsibility. Second one, deflection of blame. And the third one is justification. That's very important. The third step involves justifying our negative behavior, such as, I have a right to be angry because of what someone did, right? I justify that behavior. That's the third step. And the fourth step is we fall in love with Ravan. It's almost like Stockholm Syndrome, where a kidnapped person falls in love with their kidnapper. Ravan kidnaps us, gets us into anger, and we start making excuses for Ravan, and we love the anger. We love anger, right? We love anger so much that we don't want to let it go. We give every excuse and justification in the book to love anger. That's four. And number five is entrapment in sorrow. The fifth step is Ravan puts us in the cottage of sorrow, in a jail, you could say. In this state, we can't think straight or outside of our sorrow. For example, a bear, right? I don't know if you've ever seen this, but a bear, if it's kept in a small cage for a long time and you let the bear loose out, the bear doesn't know what to do with the big space it's in. It'll only pace in this little cage it was in, right? And so when we become accustomed to our sorrow. Let's say anger actually gives us a lot of sorrow, but we have become so accustomed to our sorrow, we are in the comfort zone of sorrow. And God shows us the way out. He liberates us. He says, I give you liberation in life in a second. And you feel uncomfortable and find excuses to return to your cottage of sorrow, to the cage, because that is our comfort zone. And if we really want to honor God, if we want to see how Ravan is entrapping us and showing us the wrong path, the path to sorrow, we need to understand these five steps. And the other thing which is very important to understand, I invite you to learn how to handle freedom. When God liberates us, He says, I give you liberation in life in a second. We must appreciate the freedom and the liberation and avoid going back into the bondage. So freedom means stepping out of the comfort zone of sorrow and not returning to that cage again. That's what is freedom. If we live in that freedom, we appreciate that freedom, we are just outside of the cottage of sorrow and don't give excuses for going back in. That is the easy path out of the cottage of sorrow. Step by step, easy path out of the cottage of sorrow. So we need to understand and appreciate freedom to stay out of that bondage. So my dear divine beings, I invite you to really appreciate all the time you spend away from the cottage of sorrow, all the time you spend away from vices. Just feel it. Feel how wonderful you feel. Let's say you were worrying for a really long time and you stop worrying. Just savor the feeling of stop worrying. And then we can understand how it is we have to keep away from this cottage of sorrow. I'll revisit the quote again. Ravan does not cause you sorrow. He shows you the wrong path, the path to sorrow. Om Shanti.